This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Tariq Appleby from Manage QA. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll have our second reminder about striving in the month of Ramadan for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying strong as a couple through that. The month of Ramadan is this amazing opportunity for couples to spend time together and to strive to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have suhoor, you have iftar, you have the recitation of the Quran, you have dhikr, you have visiting relatives, you have inviting relatives and friends to your home for iftar. And all of this is based on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for suhoor, couples will wake up in the month of Ramadan. They will wake each other up so that they can partake of this meal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. That have suhoor, have this pre-dawn meal, this pre-fajr meal, because in it is great barakah. And we all know that feeling that, you know, that once you've had suhoor, alhamdulillah, the fast becomes easier. It is easy to fast in the month of Ramadan if you have suhoor, but it's very difficult when you don't. And so as couples, we want to remind one another, wake each other up for this meal, so we can partake of this barakah together as a couple. And when you share together, inshallah ta'ala, you'll only increase the barakah in your marriage. During the day, we will remind one another to take care of our salah, to make sure that we are praying on time. We will remind one another as a couple to protect and lower our gazes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that, inshallah ta'ala. In the month of Ramadan, you know, it's very, very important that we not only focus on our abstinence from eating and drinking and sexual intercourse, but rather that we also focus that we want to stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. And if you can stay away from something which normally is halal for you, then the month of Ramadan should be a perfect opportunity for you to train yourself to stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram at all times, you know, during the month of Ramadan and outside of it. So as couples, we will remind one another to do this. And when it comes to iftar, we will remind each other as a couple to make dua for our marriage, to make dua for our children, and to make dua for all of our needs and our wants. We will have iftar together upon the sunnah, and we will tell each other, you know, subhanAllah, my love, you know, the sunnah is that we break our fast with ripe dates. And if we can't find any ripe dates, then we should have dry dates. And if we can't have that, then we should have a few sips of water. And as a couple, you know, the month of Ramadan is a perfect opportunity to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. And also what we need to remind ourselves is that the month of Ramadan is a month of fasting and not feasting. And so we should remind ourselves, our husbands and our wives, that the sunnah is that we do not fill our stomachs with food. The month of Ramadan, unfortunately, around the world is a time where people overeat and they start feeling, you know, nauseous. And this is, wallahi, not the sunnah. And as a couple striving, you know, and on the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you as a husband and a wife, you need to make sure that you remind each other and encourage one another to stick to the sunnah when it comes to eating, to make sure that you eat light, to make sure that if you are going to fill your stomach, that one third is for food, and one third is for drink, and one third is to breathe. And especially during the month of Ramadan, when we find ourselves in, you know, in Taraweeh and Tahajjud and Qiyamul Layl, that it is important that we do not feel sluggish and tired because of overeating. That's an added benefit of eating very simply and eating according to the sunnah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Also, the month of Ramadan is a month in which we will encourage one another to give sadaqah, to go out there as a couple and feed the poor and go and visit the orphans, go to our poor relatives and visit them and ask them in which way can we be, you know, of assistance to you and how can we help you. And if you do this, wallahi, it not only will make you feel good as an individual, but you'll also feel good that you have done this with your spouse, that you and your husband or your wife, you went out there and you did something together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last reminder when it comes to striving, the month of Ramadan is this month in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever performs Qiyamul Layl in the month of Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaban, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for the reward of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this person their previous sins. And so you as a husband and a wife, you have this opportunity in the month of Ramadan to wake each other up for Taraweeh or to wake each other up for Qiyamul Layl, and that together as a couple, you pray. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His messenger told us that may Allah have mercy on a husband who wakes up in the middle of the night and he wakes up his wife as well for salah. And if she refuses, he lightly sprinkles some water in her face. And may Allah have mercy on a woman who wakes up in the middle of the night and she wakes up her husband, and if he refuses, she lightly sprinkles some water in his face. Yes, gentleness. Yes, concern for your spouse's akhirah. And the month of Ramadan is this perfect opportunity for you to bring about this rahmah and these blessings in your marriage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this insha'Allah ta'ala. And may He grant us the ability to bring this rahmah and this mercy and this blessing and these blessings into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us closer together as couples in the month of Ramadan and allow us to taste the sweetness of Iman together. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.